Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Spain. Xi Jinping, the head of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, arrived in Gran Canaria, Spain, on November 13th and stayed the night at a hotel before flying to Peru to attend this year's APEC meeting. Local Falun Dafa practitioners protested in front of and near the highway to his hotel, urging him to end the 25-year-long persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Practitioners displayed banners that said, "Falun Dafa is good," and "Stop the persecution of Falun Gong," in both Chinese and Spanish, and waited on the side of the highway for Qi's motorcade to pass before it reached the hotel. Another group of practitioners waited on the sidewalk across the street from Qi's hotel. When a police officer told practitioners that they could not stand there, practitioners told him about the brutal persecution and how practitioners in China were arrested, imprisoned, and tortured. After learning the facts of the ongoing persecution in China, the officers allowed practitioners to peacefully protest outside the hotel. The practitioners held banners and handed out Falun Dafa informational flyers. One of Qi's security guards asked police officers to make the practitioners leave the area near the hotel. The police told him that practitioners did not violate any law and can stay. Spain is a free country. A young officer was interested in Falun Dafa when he saw practitioners do the exercises. He asked where he could learn them and said, "I'll go to the park and learn them," after a practitioner answered his question.
Canada. Garnett Genuis, a member of parliament and chair of the Parliamentary Friends of Falun Gong in Canada, recently spoke in the House of Commons about cases involving Canadians and their relatives in China who are persecuted for practicing Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners gathered at Parliament Hill in Ottawa to call for an end to the persecution. Dai Gong Yu, spokesperson for the Falun Gong Association of Canada, said Falun Gong practitioners urged the Canadian government to take a strong stance and pressure the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, to end the persecution and release all unlawfully detained Falun Gong practitioners unconditionally. She also called for measures to stop the CCP from extending its persecution to practitioners in Canada. Her suggestions included expelling related CCP diplomats, prosecuting CCP agents, and taking legal action against those who harass Falun Gong practitioners in Canada. MP Garnett Genuis said, "My colleagues and I are highlighting these specific cases and calling for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. Petitioners hope to see the House take strong, clear action to explicitly demand an end to this persecution." This is the sixth time Genuis has presented similar petitions since October. Over 10 other MPs have also submitted petitions urging the Canadian government to pass resolutions and take measures to stop the systematic persecution of Falun Gong practitioners by the CCP, and to release the unlawfully detained relatives of Canadian citizens and residents.
Brazil. Falun Dafa practitioners peacefully protested during the G20 summit held in Rio de Janeiro on November 18th and 19th, 2024, calling for an end to the persecution of their fellow practitioners in China. On November 17th, the day before the summit, practitioners came to Praia da Glória and distributed flyers and brochures to residents and tourists. They told people about Falun Dafa and how the Chinese Communist Party, CCP has brutally persecuted the spiritual discipline since 1999. They also displayed banners demanding that the CCP immediately stop the forced organ harvesting from living prisoners of conscience. Practitioners went to Copacabana Beach to introduce the practice and raise awareness of the persecution in China, including the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting operations that use DAFA practitioners as their primary source. People were shocked by the brutality of the persecution and told practitioners to keep up the good work of raising awareness. Many people expressed their support for basic human rights in China, freedom of speech and belief. Ka Du, a yoga instructor, told a practitioner that he also practiced Falun Dafa sometimes at home and was very interested in doing the exercises with others.
USA, to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the release of the 9 commentaries on the Chinese Communist Party, elected officials in Washington, D.C., human rights experts, members of the media, and survivors of the persecution attended a forum on Capitol Hill on November 22, 2024, to celebrate the 440 million people who have quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and its affiliated organizations. U.S. congressmen said it's encouraging that 440 million have renounced their memberships in the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Several elected officials saluted those who had the courage to quit the CCP and expressed their support for those who seek to break away from the regime's tyranny. Representative Ralph Norman, in a recorded video, said, "The CCP has persecuted millions of Falun Gong practitioners, which I know is such an important practice for the Chinese culture." John Mills, former director of cybersecurity policy, strategy, and international affairs in the Office of the Secretary of Defense, and a retired Army colonel, said, "All the problems in this world can be directly attributed to the CCP." Mills emphasized, "We are now in extremely dangerous times. The CCP is exporting its evil actions around the world. Every conflict in this world can be directly attributed to the regime's evil actions."
Australia. The Mind Body Spirit Festival was recently held in Melbourne, and the Falun Dafa booth was very popular. The Mind Body Spirit Festival, Australia's oldest and largest health expo, is held twice a year. An endless stream of people visited the Falun Dafa booth during the 3-day exhibition, and many of them lingered to talk to practitioners. Meraki said she was drawn to the Falun Dafa booth and the bright yellow t-shirts the practitioners were wearing. "I love the yellow. I was so attracted to it and the energy." She also participated in the online Falun Dafa exercise classes during the pandemic and said the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance resonated with her. Sisters Myla and Hannah were happy to meet and talk with practitioners. Myla said, "Falun Dafa is amazing. I'd like to try it. I was looking to do something different, and this looks wonderful." She went on to say that it was amazing that people of all races and backgrounds can practice. "For us, everyone in the world is essentially the same. They are human beings. We all need to think about the meaning of being human."
New Zealand. Falun Dafa practitioners, Tianguo Marching Band, Dragon Dancers, and Waist Drum Team recently participated in 4 Christmas parades. Their performances were well received by spectators and won rounds of applause. The parades were held in the center of Auckland and also in its northern suburb, followed by Onehunga and finally in Christchurch. The largest was the Farmer's Santa Parade in Auckland. Known as the City of Sails, Auckland is home to 1/3 of New Zealand's population. Thousands of people lined the streets at noon, as over 200 groups followed the mile-long parade route. As spectators applauded with enthusiasm, Coordinator Tyler Reed complimented the practitioners on their costumes and said the Tianguo Marching Band's music was excellent. She thanked practitioners for participating in the event and contributing to the community. Having been an organizer for 6 years, Laura Holbert said she was especially drawn to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and agreed with them 100%. After living through the COVID pandemic, she believed even more that people need kindness. Our society will fall apart otherwise. That's why we need more people who are kind.
France. At a conference in Paris, gathering mayors from all over France and its territories, practitioners participated in the three-day activity to introduce Falun Dafa and tell people about the Chinese Communist Party's CCP persecution. They demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises, distributed flyers, and collected signatures on a petition calling to end the CCP's persecution. Many people said this was the first time they had heard about Falun Dafa and often immediately signed the petition in support. One of the mayors, Isabel, said she's very interested in the development of China, Asia, and the world. She said that the CCP has been carrying out the persecution for many years, which is really a pity. But I have full confidence in the Chinese people, she said, because China has an ancient and powerful civilization of 6,000 years. The Communist Party only emerged in the past 100 years, which is short in terms of history. So I have confidence in the Chinese people. When some Chinese students passed by, they took the truth-clarifying materials and copies of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. Practitioners advised them to withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Some smiled and nodded, and some thanked the practitioners.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Miss Ma Xueqing, 53, graduated from China University of Political Science and Law with a major in international law in 1987. After she took up Falun Gong in 1996, she became a more conscientious worker and was once awarded the National Employee of the Year. Such a dedicated legal professional, however, was repeatedly targeted for her faith after the persecution began in 1999. Miss Ma served 2 prison terms totaling 6.5 years and was also given 2 years of forced labor. In 2002, she was sent to the notorious Ma Sanjia labor camp, where her physical condition quickly declined to the point where her family had to take her home. She became so weak that she could not walk and had to be carried upstairs to her apartment unit. In 2008, her employer fired her after she finished her first prison term. Miss Ma's last prison detention was in 2017. She was released in 2019, but still faced constant harassment from local police and community workers. Her health kept declining until she died on January 5, 2023.
Ms. Zhao of Hubei Province took up Falun Gong in 1997. After the persecution started in 1999, the police kept harassing Ms. Zhao and her family for their faith. Both she and her husband were summoned to the local police station in December 2000 and ordered to sign statements to renounce Falun Gong. The police arrested Ms. Zhao again around March 2002 and forced her to watch anti-Falun Gong brainwashing videos. Fearing further persecution, Ms. Zhao stopped practicing Falun Gong. Due to health issues, she resumed practicing in 2008. One day in 2020, several plainclothes officers broke into Ms. Zhao's home. the police held a marathon interrogation of Ms. Zhao and threatened to arrest her daughter if she didn't answer the questions. After Ms. Zhao was sentenced to 5 years of probation, the police and staffers from the Justice Bureau and Procuratorate constantly harassed her until the time of her death. In April, due to cancer, she was 71.
Mr. Wang Zhongsheng, 78, of Fushun Province, was arrested and had his home ransacked in 2020. He was then sentenced to 4 years. In the past 25 years of persecution against Falun Gong, Mr. Wang, a senior lecturer at the Xinbing County Communist Party School, was fired from his job and repeatedly arrested and detained for upholding his faith. His wife, Ms. Wang Guilan, was also repeatedly targeted for practicing Falun Gong and succumbed to the pressure of the persecution and passed away in December 2019. As Mr. Wang's condition continued to deteriorate, he was taken to the prison hospital for treatment. The prison released him on April 30, 2024, 6 months before his scheduled release date. Due to the mental pressure from the incarceration, Mr. Wang struggled to recover upon returning home. He took a fall in October 2024 and broke his thigh. He died weeks later on November 16th.
Mr. Chen Qingbo, a former radio station chief editor from Hubei Province, was devastated to find out that his pension had been suspended after serving a 3-year term for his faith in Falun Gong. Shortly after Mr. Chen's conviction, the radio station removed him from the retirees roster and suspended all of his retirement benefits. They then found his wife and demanded that she return the 80,000 yuan in pension payments made to Mr. Chen during his detention. When he filed a complaint against the Social Security Bureau, the judge told him, "We can be lenient regarding murder or arson, but not for Falun Gong cases." Meanwhile, Mr. Chen was also subjected to constant harassment and intimidation from many organizations, including the court, the Social Security Center, the radio station, the local police, and the petition office. He has been forced to live away from home to avoid the persecution, and his family hasn't heard from him for months.
Mr. Zhao Wei Dong, a 62-year-old resident of Taiyuan City, stood trial in November for practicing Falun Gong. In 2004, he had been sentenced to 12 years in prison, forcing his 5-month-old son to grow up without a father. An engineer by training, Mr. Zhao was deprived of his pension because of his faith. After his prison release, he and his wife sold plastic bags to make a living and put their younger son through college. At his latest court case, he questioned how he, a family man working hard to support his family, could undermine law enforcement by practicing Falun Gong, as the prosecutor alleged. The presiding judge, who appeared sympathetic, didn't try to stop his or his lawyer's defense throughout the hearing, but said at the end, "I suggest you just practice Falun Gong at home. For the sake of your children, do not go out to raise awareness of the persecution." It is unclear when the judge will make a ruling.
Chinese American sentenced for spying on U.S. citizens for the CCP. Chinese American Mr. Ping Li of Florida was sentenced to 4 years in prison, fined $250,000, and given 3 years of supervised release on November 25, 2024, according to a U.S. Department of Justice press release. Li was charged with conspiring to act as an agent of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, without notifying the U.S. Attorney General. The announcement was made by Assistant Attorney General Matthew G. Olson of the National Security Division, Attorney Roger B. Hanberg for the Middle District of Florida, and Executive Assistant Director Robert Wells of the FBI's National Security Branch. Li Ping, 59, immigrated to the United States from China and is now a U.S. citizen. Li worked for a major U.S. telecommunications company and an international information technology company. He acted as an agent of the Chinese government for many years, providing information about Falun Gong practitioners, Chinese dissidents, and democracy advocates to Chinese intelligence officials. According to the plea agreement and other court documents, the Chinese Ministry of State Security, MSS, is in charge of collecting civil intelligence for the CCP. The MSS often uses cooperative contacts located outside of China to achieve its intelligence goals, including obtaining information about foreign companies or industrial matters, foreign politicians or intelligence officers, and information about Chinese political dissidents residing in those countries. These cooperative contacts assist the MSS in a variety of ways, including conducting research on topics of interest to China, which can be used to further the MSS mission. Li admitted that since 2012, he served as a cooperative contact working under the direction of officers of the MSS to obtain information of interest to the Chinese government. He obtained a wide variety of information at the request of the MSS, including information about Chinese dissidents and democracy advocates, Falun Gong practitioners, and American non-governmental organizations, and reported that information to the MSS. Li also provided information obtained from his employer and used various anonymous online accounts to communicate with the MSS, and he also traveled to China to meet with his handlers. In 2012, an MSS officer requested that Li provide information about Falun Gong practitioners and democracy advocates in the United States. In 2015, he was asked to provide information about branch offices opened in China by his employer, a large American telecommunications company. In 2017, Li provided training instruction plans and later deleted all online traces of his actions once viewed by his MSS contact. Over the years, Li has had many exchanges with the MSS officers. At the request of these officers, Li provided information about two Israeli Falun Gong book authors, an unnamed American company and its president and the president's wife. Li also provided information about a male Falun Gong practitioner who participated in a protest in front of the Chinese consulate in California, including his address, phone number, and the make and model of his car.
Texas governor issues executive orders to protect U.S. citizens from the CCP. In November, Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued three executive orders to protect Texans from the overseas influence of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. The three executive orders, GA-47, GA-48, and GA-49, reference several specific cases of the CCP increasing infringement on the rights of American citizens, the CCP's deep infiltration into the American governmental apparatus, and the tangible threat the CCP poses to the United States' critical infrastructure as a foreign adversary of the United States. Each order outlines a concrete plan of action to be taken by the Texas state government to counter the CCP in each of these arenas. The first of Governor Abbott's executive orders against CCP actions, GA-47, provides a defense against the CCP's harassment of Texans as part of its transnational repression campaigns. The executive order calls for the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, to take defensive actions within its jurisdiction, including bringing criminal charges against any individuals targeting dissidents on behalf of foreign adversaries, and to evaluate the incidents of transnational repression by foreign adversaries in Texas in conjunction with local and federal law enforcement partners. The Chinese Communist Party has engaged in a worldwide harassment campaign against Chinese dissidents in attempts to forcibly return them to China, said Governor Abbott in a press release. Texas will not tolerate the harassment or coercion of the more than 250,000 individuals of Chinese descent who legally call Texas home by the Chinese Communist Party or its heinous proxies. Executive Order GA-48 outlines measures to ensure that the Texas state government remains free of influence from foreign adversaries, including the CCP. Under this executive order, all Texas state agencies are to thoroughly vet their contractors to ensure that they have no connections with foreign adversaries. All governmental employees are banned from accepting gifts from foreign adversaries and cannot travel professionally to adversarial nations. The order also calls for more detailed vetting and background checks of applicants to governmental roles. For public universities in Texas, it ordains the disclosure of any foreign gifts it receives and contracts it is involved with. It also forbids employees of public universities in Texas from partaking in any foreign recruitment program by a foreign adversary nation, such as the PRC's Thousand Talents Program. The last of the three executive orders, GA-49, was signed by Governor Abbott on November 19th and addresses potential attacks the CCP may make against key infrastructure in Texas. Governor Abbott said, "Just this past year, a hostile Chinese government actor targeted America's communications, energy, transportation, water, and wastewater systems, threatening our national security. Today, I directed Texas state agencies to identify potential vulnerabilities to prevent cyber attacks on local, state, and other critical infrastructure. Texas will continue to protect our critical infrastructure to ensure the safety of Texans from potential threats by the Chinese Communist Party or any hostile foreign government." Governor Abbott's three executive orders come at a time when CCP infiltration is becoming more brazen and high profile throughout the United States, and at a time when more and more examples of the CCP's influence are being revealed to the American public. After the announcement of the three executive orders, several U.S. government officials at the federal and state level voiced their support. Representative Michael McCaul, a congressperson in the House of Representatives and the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said, "As chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, I have seen firsthand the dangers the Chinese Communist Party poses to the United States. We cannot sit idly by while China attempts to infiltrate our country and harm U.S. national security." Texas State Representative Jean Wu echoed Representative McCall's sentiments. "I applaud Governor Abbott's newfound commitment to protecting the civil rights of Chinese Americans and Chinese immigrants and dissidents in our state. The ability to speak your mind and live freely are the core promises of the American dream, and any who seek to take that away stand against Texas values," he said. In line with Representative Wu's comments, the text of GA-48 explicitly defines the difference between the CCP and the people of China and emphasizes that the threat from the People's Republic of China is from the government of the PRC and the CCP itself, and not from Chinese Americans, and not from the Chinese people, who are often the primary victims of the PRC and the CCP.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.